Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. What can we help solve for you today? Did you get your questions in last night, yesterday, this morning? Send them in now. Text them. They are anonymous. It is Text Roulette, brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. So here is the text line, 414-432-1099. We will spin the roulette wheel, see what text we land on, throw it out there, give our best answers, but we're always asking for your insight.
Yeah, because you have great advice, Mix
your
family.
Your experience. Mm-hmm. Help out another Mix listener. Radar, spin that wheel.
11.
Oh, somebody that 11. Was texting in not that long ago. Let me hit refresh. Mm-hmm.
You only have to go one page there. That's good.
That is good.
10 per page, folks.
We always need to read it ahead of time because we don't want to Ron Burgundy ourselves. This is a travel question.
Hey!
And actually, a really good one. One I've also wondered as well. Okay, the question here that was sent into the Siding Unlimited text line. If you're staying at an all-inclusive resort where they say tipping isn't necessary, do you still tip anyway? I want to text back, where are you going, and can we come along with you?
Yeah.
But
first
that's
of
not
all,
the question.
And I will bring all the fives and singles that I need.
And we know that Radar will be the one that will steal sand from the beach.
I will.
We learned that yesterday.
I will
and take
sand.
That home and put it in his gross, crusty water bottles that sit in his basement for 5 years.
It's
so you've got that to look forward to.
A souvenir to remember the moment, folks. Come on now. That's what it is.
Okay, so this is valid because anytime you do go to one of those all-inclusive resorts, and maybe you haven't, if you're listening, maybe you haven't traveled to these places, they say all-inclusive. Your fee is what you pay ahead of time. So when you set it up, there should be no other hidden costs whatsoever. But here in America, we do tip a lot. We'll tip if someone grabs your bags. We'll tip if, they drop champagne off at the room. You're at the bar. You've got the cabana boy that's bringing your drinks. Do you tip? Because we've been with friends on these trips, and there are some of them, not going to call them out by name, but they're, no, I paid my fee. It's all inclusive. I didn't bring any money. I'm not paying anything extra. They're not getting anything more.
And really?
Then that's it.
And that's it?
Yes. And we come from the belief of, like a lot of times, we'll want to pay the bartender a good tip right up front.
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah.
So we get good service.
That's what it is.
And then throughout the rest of the trip, yeah, maybe just a couple singles here or there, but that's all we've done. Well, no, we'll give a big one at the front though.
There's two. Well, okay, that's good. There's two reasons. Number one, I was told by travel agents that some of those people working at those resorts don't make that much money, so they're really happy to get that money. But number two, just like you did, if you tip big and that person remembers you, those drinks are going to be cold. They're going to be full. Your bed is going to be made, and you're going to have those flower petals all over and the towels made out of, you know, making those animals out of all the rolled up towels. You're going to have a pretty nice spot. Maybe some candles will be lit when you get back. Oh, yeah, they'll take care of you really nice if you tip.
So, but how much are you actually tipping? Are you like, what are you doing when you say little by little that you're going to be giving them tips? You can just a couple singles, $5? What are you doing?
I bring some singles, but I also bring like the $5. But to start with, if you drop a 10, or I've known people who've dropped a 20 in room service, man, their place is taken care of for the week.
And that's what we like to do. We like to make sure up front, hey, look, here's a really big tip, so
take care of us. Start treating me like a king and queen.
I've also heard that this is a very American that we do this, but when it comes to other countries that are traveling down to Mexico, Jamaica, Punta Cana, wherever, they aren't necessarily tipping as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to answer this question for Text Roulette, the original question, if you're staying at an all-inclusive resort where they say tipping isn't necessary, do you still tip anyway?
There's got to be. There's nobody who's going to call in.
Yes.
Yeah. No one's going to call in and say, oh, no, I don't tip.
I don't know.
Like your friends.
If one of our buddies is up listening, what time is it? He knows who he is.
Okay, well, then you need to text in and tell us why. What's the deal? Explain yourself.
No, he comes from that line of thinking that he's paid and that they do consider gratuity in the you're paying to stay at these resorts.
You paid your money to start with this trip.
And he says, I'm on vacation. I don't want to think and worry about money.
I don't want to bring money and put it in the safe and all this stuff.
Or have money sitting around when you're laying by the beach or by the pool.
I always did that. And then sometimes I go in the ocean, it'd get wet, but it doesn't matter. I still use the tips. You put them out in the sun.
I will still take a wet $50 bill over no dollar bill.
Whoa, so $50.
If it's wet or not, like, that's fine.
Hey, big tipper. All right, 414-432-1099. You tip? You not?
When it's all-inclusive and they say tipping isn't necessary, this was the message we received this morning on the Text Roulette line. What do you think? What do you do? What's your take? Maybe you work in the travel industry as well. How much should you be tipping?
We're going to hear from you next, but first, it's a break from our sponsors.
We've got a text that came in here that said, I agree with a generous tip up front. I don't think staff would expect it every time you're serviced for an all-inclusive experience. Get it out of the way. That was one thing. I remember I went on a trip to Mexico. And it was a week trip, and the first 3 days, we had hooked the people up real good, gave them a good cash tip.
Yeah.
And then by Thursday, it was a whole new staff.
and then you have to start over?
And I'm looking at my cash. Yeah. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I don't have that much left over. So you do what you can, but it was definitely a surprise when we thought, yeah, we got ourselves lined up real good, and then they switched.
And then you have to start over. Careful there. All right, we also have another text that came in to the Siding Unlimited text line. Here it is. I agree with Elizabeth's neighbor. Was your friend, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's my buddy.
Your friend. Okay.
It's my buddy. I don't want to say him by name. I don't want to deal with that smoke.
All right, so
but he doesn't tip on these all-inclusive trips.
It's your buddy, okay. But I feel it's not a tip. It's a bribe to do better. You're bribing them to take care of you. So this person doesn't tip either. It's kind of like your buddy.
Yeah, but I don't mind bribing you to take care of me. Hey, I want you to take care of me. I want to be able to sit in my chair under the cabana, watch the ocean, and have those drinks flowing like crazy. That's what I want.
It's a bribe. It's a call it what you want.
I'm 100% bribing you.
It doesn't
tip
matter.
Or bribe, that's what it is.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.